This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, May 4th. Well, we've got the wheat markets hanging in there with the rest of the grain complex chopping back and forth. Yesterday, we started out strong coming out of the weekend. The night session was sharply higher, but that's about all it was for the whole session, was that that was the high, and the market started to back off. We ended up with a pretty big outside day lower in Chicago wheat, and reversals down in Kansas City and Minneapolis. The corn market starting to diverge a little bit too, with more pressure coming into the delivery May contract, whereas the Julys were higher and getting quite a bit of spread action with there. And soybeans, of course, becoming quite the laggard here as the harvest proceeds across Brazil and much more product coming into the pipeline. Soybeans have really taken a back seat to the action going on in corn. And of course, with corn, Brazil's second season crop is their exportable crop, and it's in trouble as it heads into pollination during a long dry stretch, and it doesn't look like there's much relief in sight. So we're seeing some yield reductions in Brazil's corn crop, and we're going to see some production drops there. That's being factored into the market fairly aggressively, I think, already. And so we're getting a little squirrely price action at the highs that were put in here last week, and markets starting to kind of balk a little bit at those highs. Now the night session is back up again, so again we're seeing quite a bit of volatility here with the market struggling to really find a direction. I think that's one more sign that the market's probably nearing at least an intermediate term end on the upside. The crop report is still our target, and that's still a week away, but my guess is you'll get a fairly bullish report. I would think the market's leaning toward that and factoring that in as well. But it's going to be tough to move much more higher, especially beyond the report, if USDA adjusts the exports that we've already sold and takes ending stocks down to kind of be in line with where the trade is. Then there's not a lot more coming into the market at that point. It's a little too pricey for new sales to be booked for old crop, and it doesn't look like China's backing away from their contracts for old crop delivery. And they're not going to, as long as Brazil's pollination occurs during a drought. They're looking at a notable drop in production there. So they may just cash out and take their profit on contracts that have soared in value if they think they can stretch supplies out to the new crop. Now we're getting quite a bit of rain across the Central Plains and through the Midwest, so we should get the crop off to a good start. Topsoil moisture is improving even a little bit across the northern part of the Midwest. And the Northern Plains, maybe a little bit. There's some scattered rains falling in North Dakota, but subsoil and topsoil moisture are extremely low. In North Dakota, we're at 83% short to very short for topsoil. Subsoil is 81% short to very short. So it's just really eye-popping to see those kind of numbers. Montana's not quite as bad. We're at 59% short to very short on the topsoil. Subsoil is at 66%. And then it gets better as you get into Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma. It's not really all that bad. Wyoming's tough, 53% short to very short on topsoil, 63% on subsoil. Colorado's about the same, 52% on topsoil, 72% on subsoil. Texas at 42% short on topsoil, 46% on subsoil. So you get the picture that it's the northern plains in particular are very dry. Iowa is not out of the woods either. We're at 55% short to very short on topsoil and 58% on subsoil. That's really where we're looking. North Dakota we know is bad, but Iowa, if it stays this bad, then I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a very difficult road. Having said that, you know, these are the conditions as of either Friday or Sunday, depending on when people log their reports. But Iowa's had quite a bit of rain. At least the eastern two-thirds of Iowa has had a huge amount of rain. So this moisture situation is going to improve significantly for them. And again, even North Dakota's had some scattered rains. So it's enough to get the crop started and off to a good start, really, for that matter, across much of the Central Plains and through much of the Midwest. The Northern Plains is in a tough situation. And so obviously we're watching that. North Dakota is a huge producer of just about everything. And it wouldn't take much for that drought to dip down into the Midwest. So obviously keeping a very close eye on that. Now, crop condition ratings, finding some small changes in conditions for all winter wheat. We're at 48% good to excellent. That's down one on the week. Poor to very poor was unchanged at 19%. In Kansas, 55% good to excellent. That's unchanged. And 14% poor to very poor is down 3. Oklahoma dropped 8 in the good to excellent, 54%. 12% poor to very poor is unchanged. Texas, 24%. Good to excellent, that's up 6, and poor to very poor was at 40%, which was down 3. So seeing some improvement in Texas, but it still looks tough down there. And in Montana, we're 46% good to excellent, that's down 7 on the week, and poor to very poor was up 7 at 22%. Spring wheat planting's at 49%, that's 17 points ahead of the average. Montana's at 33% done, that's up 13 on the week, and down 1 from the average. North Dakota moving along. We're at 42% seeded. That's up 20 points on the week and 22 points ahead of the average. South Dakota's at 81% complete, up 18 over last week and 27 points ahead of the average. Corn planting's at 46%, 10 points ahead of the average. Soybean planting at 24%, 13 points ahead of the average. For winter wheat, getting back to that, headed out, we got Texas at 65% headed out, 10 points behind the average. Oklahoma's at 64%, 2 points behind the average. Kansas at 12%, that's 15 points behind the average. So a lot of cold temperatures early in the season slowing down some growth, which probably saved the crop from that frost damage, but clearly in Texas there's a notable amount of damage. World prices coming out of the weekend, seeing a sharp jump. For Russia, we're at $273 per ton. That's up $11 on the week. Ukraine at $270, France at $299, Argentina's at $272, and all of those were up about $10 to $11 per ton. In the United States, soft red at the Gulf is up $12 a ton for the old crops. We're sitting at $328. New crop was up $9 at $307. Hard red winter wheat at the Gulf. For old crop, we're sitting at $312 a ton. That's up 6 on the week. New crop is at $315 a ton. That was up 4. So world prices moving higher along with the board. And I think that we're holding strong. After yesterday, it looked, wow, maybe we're going to finish the top out a little bit earlier than the crop report. But today we're back up retesting yesterday's high. So again, the corn market is the driver here, and as long as corn stays strong, wheat is going to stay strong because we're moving a lot of wheat into the feed channel here in the United States, and we have been for quite a while around the world. So that's not going to slow down, and I think we're just going to stay strong probably into the crop report excuse me, and then after that you've got harvest starting in the Southern Plains. It may not be a great harvest starting out in Texas, but my guess with the rain that has come across, believe it or not, western Kansas and into eastern Colorado, southwest Nebraska, you know, those were the dry pockets. And this is just going to be huge for those farmers there. It would seem to me that Kansas is being set up for some pretty hefty yields. And that could go a long way to offsetting what we're finding as a shortfall in Texas. Oklahoma looks pretty good, I think, at this point. And Nebraska is probably going to come in with a pretty good crop, considering the moisture profile that it started with, and then quite a bit of rain through the western part of both Nebraska and Kansas. So I would say that when the harvest gets rolling in late May for Texas, then of course works its way on up, and you're in Kansas in mid to late June, you're going to be seeing some much better yields. So I would guess that that's going to be it for the wheat market. Corn is probably going to stall out as we work our way through our growing season. With the price structure the way it is, we could be pulling some more acres into corn, probably at the expense of soybeans. But nevertheless, If farmers are thinking about switching, corn is giving them a huge incentive to do that. And so that's suggesting that we would have more corn on hand at the end of the year. But still, in the bigger picture, I don't see this bull market ending this year. I see it ending probably in the summer of next year, when we feel comfortable with next year's yields. Obviously, Brazil will respond in their next season, and that might be the end of it, but I doubt it. So we're still strong. The market's due for a pullback, obviously. Probably get that into late May, and then you start building in weather premium here in the United States. Any hint of a weather problem for the grains, and this market takes another leg up. Kind of hard to imagine, because we've already had a weather market because of Brazil and because of just tight supplies and huge demand. But we've still got our whole growing season ahead of us, and the market is assuming we're going to have X amount of production. Well, if you don't, you got to price that in. You've got to kill demand, and so far we doesn't seem we've done a very good job of that, even with prices where they are. So just by and large, I think the grain market is due for a correction. Probably get that once the crop report is behind us, and then probably last a few weeks. My guess is we'll put in a low around late May, early June, and then we'll be on pins and needles to see what Mother Nature dishes up for the rest of the growing season. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.